Welcome back to the News at One. A powerful earthquake has rocked Myanmar and Thailand, killing several people and causing extensive damage. The 7.7 magnitude quake was centered around Mandalay in Myanmar. At least two bridges are reported to have collapsed there, and buildings in five cities have been damaged. In Bangkok, rescuers are searching this lunchtime for 81 people in the rubble of a collapsed building. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has been speaking to Irish tourist Patrick Donovan, who was in the city when the quake struck.
I'd been down by the pool and I came back to the room. I literally boiled the kettle to make a mogabari tea, and I literally thought I was having a stroke. The room just started swaying violently. So I sat down on the bed and suddenly just everything, the fixtures started swinging, the sliding doors started crashing, the fridge door opened, stuff came piling out, and I thought, ooh, this is real. And I'm 25 floors up. So I kind of thought, what do I do? You know, it got increasingly more violent and started swaying more. And then it kind of calmed down a little bit, but the room was still swaying. So the first thing I tried was to ring reception to see, where are the stairs? How do we get down? Obviously, you don't use a lift, but I couldn't find them. And the lines were out at reception. So when it all calmed, I looked out on the corridor, looked around at a few more guests standing at doors, and I said, well, like, what do we do? The alarms are flying, nobody around, 25 floors up, looking out over the city. So I literally had to take my chances and get in the lift and get down. And I was dreading, because, you know, obviously, you know about aftershocks and stuff. So I got down to reception, and there was a mass of people, and they were trying to calm some people, trying to, you know, give instructions. They said they were waiting on instructions from the Thai government what to do, because they were waiting on the imminent aftershocks. So this occurred about 1:30 local time. There was one expected at 2:30. Thankfully, nothing came. So we were herded outside into the searing heat. They came around with bottles of water. And literally, I'd say we were a full hour and 15, 20 minutes maybe there. And they allowed us back inside into the foyer, into the air conditioning. And then they started letting people back to their rooms. But in the meantime, all the stuff was coming in about the building collapsing here in Bangkok. And it was quite a terrifying experience, to be honest.
So what's the atmosphere like now? What's the mood like at the moment?
It's uneasy. So this is my last night. And it's going to be a long night, I think. You know, because I'm really looking forward to getting home.
That was Irish tourist Patrick Donovan there in Bangkok, speaking to our reporter Helen Donoghue. We're joined on the line by Tommy Walker, a freelance journalist in Bangkok. And Tommy, you are at the site of that high-rise building under construction that collapsed, trapping workers. Can you describe what you're seeing there?
Right now, the recovery efforts are obviously ongoing. It's dark here, and just behind me, you can see rescue efforts. And the construction site is far bigger than I imagined, actually. And rescue workers are just going in there and trying to find who the people who haven't been accounted for. According to the government, the earthquake today has killed at least three people, suspected a fourth, but there's over 80 people still unaccounted for. I'm right in the thick of things right now. You might be able to hear some of the background noise where we've got the authorities, we've got the rescue workers, we've got the press, local press. And this is going to be a days-long effort. You know, it's going to be on all weekend at least, because, you know, it's such a huge site. And we're just waiting for updates to see what happens next.
And Tommy, Bangkok is home to millions of people, but there was no warning of this earthquake.
This is unprecedented for Bangkok. Right? This doesn't happen in Bangkok. Earthquakes don't happen. It's not, you know, it's something. I've spoken to local Thais who've lived here all their life, and they've said this has never happened in their lifetime. Everyone is so shocked. My own situation, I just come back from a trip to neighbouring Laos, so I was sleeping in the afternoon because it was a long overnight trip. And I thought that there was some construction going on in my building, and I thought, what's going on here? My room was swaying. I was tilted to the right side of the bed. And I opened the door and everyone was evacuating. And one of the cleaners in the building was like, go, go, go now. So I had to run down 25 sets of stairs and get out. Some of the windows have been punctured. Some of the ceilings have cracked. It was chaotic scenes. So there was people sobbing. There was people cancelling their hotel stays. There was people leaving Bangkok. It's had such an impact, and it'll be a day in history, really, for Thailand, because, again, like I said, earthquakes rarely happen here.
And, of course, the epicentre of this earthquake is in Myanmar, which is several hundred kilometres away from you, but communications and travel there are known to be poor. Is there any news emerging of what's happening there?
Well, for the reports are saying there's over 103 people have been killed. That's the, you know, but again, like you said, there's a civil war going on in Myanmar. You can't just go over, especially as press, to report on these situations. It's very tightly controlled. And because the country is in a civil war, information flow is very difficult. But from what we know right now, 103 people have been killed. There's been huge impact from this earthquake that originated in Saigon. It's hit Mandalay, one of Myanmar's major cities. The Iwa Bridge in Mandalay, there's photos of that online, which is just kind of collapsed in half. And then there's images of buildings, you know, crushed, which kind of remind me of that the Nepal earthquake about a decade ago. So, yeah, I mean, right now it's just devastation all around. It's such a surprise for everyone for this to happen. And it's a developing situation. The Thai government has announced a state of emergency here in Bangkok. People are scared to go into high rises. People have told me, I don't want to stay in a high rise tonight. I'm going to another place. So, the government and the authorities are trying to do what they can, but it's a surprise for everyone because, like I said, earthquakes just don't happen here.
Okay. Tommy, thank you very much for reporting there from us, from Bangkok for us.